So amidst the vast amount of scripture that you've heard this morning, I want to draw your attention to a few words in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. The apostle writes, "But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way." He then goes on through a long list which concludes with genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. As servants of God, we have commended ourselves in genuine love and truthful speech. So, what does it mean to commend ourselves in these days, in our city and abroad, as servants of God who love genuinely and who speak truthfully? I've been thinking about this a lot through June, paying careful attention to the fact that it's Gun Violence Awareness Month. Growing up in a country where gun violence is not as common as it is here, I've had a lot of catching up to do. A few weeks ago, many of us put on our brightest shade of orange and reflected together on the effects of gun violence. Then, just a week later, the US Supreme Court lifted a ban on bump stocks, the rapid-fire gun accessory used to kill 60 people at a concert in Las Vegas in 2017. The court ruled by a 6-3 majority that the government didn't have the right to ban such accessories. So what does it look like for us to respond to this kind of decision in genuine love and with truthful speech? When he refers to genuine love, Paul's speaking about a kind of love that is not performative. He's interested in the kind of loving that is done not for show where everyone can see it, but a love that is at work behind the scenes. It would be a little bit like if I made a big fuss of volunteering at an animal shelter, because I'm a generous-hearted person who thinks we should care for all God's creation. But then you came to my home and you saw that I was starving my cat. I would say if you came to my home, you'd see a cat that's extremely well-fed, more than a little spoilt, and who rules the household. But that's deviating from the matter at hand. You get my point. It's about a love that isn't just for show. Then, with genuine love, Paul adds truthful speech. This is an interesting one because in Greek it could also be translated as declaring the truth. Paul uses the phrase a few times in his letters, and he always uses it to the same end, and I think it's worth reflecting on what he means. So imagine for a moment that I'm your game show host. And the aim of the game is that I say a word and you, as the players, say the opposite word. It's not the most sophisticated game show out there. If I shout out dead, you might shout out alive. Excellent. If I shout out happy, you might shout out sad. Thank you. And if I shout out truth, you might shout out lies. Thank you. That's not quite what Paul is getting at here. When he speaks about declaring the truth, he has something very particular in mind that goes beyond being honest. A little earlier in the same letter, Paul has talked about how God has reconciled us through Christ and has given us the same ministry of reconciliation. And he's speaking of the same Christ who in John's Gospel speaks of himself as the way, the truth, and the life. So declaring the truth and truthful speech is something to do with communicating the message of Jesus Christ. Something to do with good news. And then there's another layer to what Paul is talking about. Many of you will have heard one or other of us speak in this pulpit about the theology of James Cone. We could say that he's the father of black theology, but I think to think of him only in this way is to put him in a box which his theology and his life far exceeds. He's written a super book called Speaking the Truth, and I commend it to you. It's not his most well-known work, but it's well worth reading because in it he communicates a very clear message, which I think corresponds with what Paul is getting at in this letter. At the heart of James Cone's exploration of speaking the truth is this. The saying of what truth is, he writes, is intimately connected with the doing of truth. To know the truth is to do the truth. Speaking and doing are bound together so that what we say can be authenticated only by what we do. Unfortunately, he says, the Western Church has not always been clear on this point. By failing to explicate the connection between word and action, the Church has tended to identify the gospel with right speech. As a liberation theologian, James Cone stresses his argument by calling the Church to live according to God's word of freedom for the poor. And he helps us understand what Paul's talking about when he speaks about declaring the truth. Paul has in mind both speaking and doing the truth. And the reason why St. Paul and more recently James Cone make this point is because they're speaking about the good news of Jesus Christ, who both spoke and did the truth. You can't have one without the other. Because truth is known through the life of Jesus Christ. And as this morning's psalm reminds us, the Lord is known by his acts of justice. Now, when we understand speaking the truth as both speaking and doing, we find we have something to say about this week's ruling in Louisiana, which concerns the displaying of the Ten Commandments in schools. A ruling which, I think, misses the mark by a very long way. Now, I'm the first to be excited about people knowing their Bibles. It's why I took you through, at breakneck speed, Mark's Gospel during Lent. I memorized many verses as a young person, and they have stood me in good stead as an older one. But we cannot separate speaking the truth from genuine love and right action. This is sorely misled and reflects the kind of performative love that Paul rules out. On social media, I've watched this week as Christians have debated this matter with great vigor. Should we support children learning the Ten Commandments? More than one person has argued that the mistake was in the selection of the text, and that all would have been well if it had been the Beatitudes. But again, I think that misses the point. So I began by asking, what does it mean to commend ourselves in these days as servants of God who love genuinely and who speak truthfully? Well, imagine that this poster with the Ten Commandments on it has the sixth commandment printed in bold. Now I see you looking at me thinking, what's the sixth commandment? To be fair, I don't know them off by heart either. The sixth commandment is do not kill. So what if, taking seriously the command not to kill, as well as the poster, local churches got together and organized a gun amnesty? Wherever there's a poster, there's a container into which people can voluntarily drop off the guns that they own. Do not kill, in both word and deed. Imagine with me, St. Luke's, a world where we're governed by genuine love and truthful speech. As Paul said in his letter to the Corinthians, as we work together with Christ, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. Amen.